Hello and welcome. I'm Father Tom Roy, the vicar of the Daily Office Network, and it is time for evening prayer. Today is the 9th of June, 2024. It's the third Sunday after Pentecost, and it's Sunday in Proper 5. Thank you for coming to pray. Now let us begin. If the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. Photograph of a Zoom call that was had. Pictured above in the large photograph is the Reverend Raymond Rainey of the Diocese of the Rio Grande. He testified May 30th about the resolution he proposed that would raise the mandatory clergy retirement age to 75. The canonically mandated retirement age for Episcopal clergy has historically been 72. A proposed resolution to be considered this month by the 81st General Convention would allow priests and deacons to delay their retirements another 3 years until age 75. The change would have little practical effect on most priests and deacons. Ministry opportunities. Retirees already are allowed to serve congregations in various capacities well past 72, but many are doing so, helping to address a growing church-wide shortage of active clergy. But upping the mandatory retirement age could make a difference in how clergy pensions are funded. After the bishops and deputies committees vote on whether to recommend the resolution, it will advance for the full consideration by General Convention, which is just a couple of weeks away. On the 23rd of June through the 28th in Louisville, Kentucky. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because God is at my right hand, I shall not fall. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Our hymn is, O Gracious Light. O Gracious Light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven. O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed. Now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the Vesper light, we sing your praises, O God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices. O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. Our psalms this evening are number 8 and number 84. O Lord, our Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what are human beings that you should be mindful of them, mortals that you should seek them out? You have made them but a little lower than the angels. You adorn them with glory and honor. You give them mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how exalted is your name in all the world. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O Lord of hosts, my sovereign and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will reveal himself in Zion. God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 in my own room, and to stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is both sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy are they who put their trust in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. This is George Kako, Thief in the Night. Our reading is from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart it will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the banquet, from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down and eat. And he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn, he finds them so blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our canticle is the Song of Simeon. Lord, you have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised, for these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the prayers begin with our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with righteousness. Let your people sing with joy. Give peace, O Lord, in all the world, for only in you can we live in safety. Lord, keep our nations under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations. Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten, nor the hope of the poor be taken away. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and sustain us by your Holy Spirit. This is a photograph that I took a number of years ago of the interior of the chapel, slave chapel at Whitney Plantation. It's on the outskirts of New Orleans, Louisiana. The figures that are in there are not people. They're statues that were created and placed in the church of slaves, children. Louisiana slaves were brought here to baptize them, whether they liked it or not. Many of the slave owners felt that then they could work them to death once they had been baptized. It was a very humbling and confronting experience to be there. Now the collect of the day for Proper Five, a collect for Sundays, and a collect for peace among the nations. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, may we do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, triumphed over the powers of death and prepared for us our place in the New Jerusalem, grant that we, who have this day given thanks for his resurrection, may praise you in that city of which he is the light, and where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, guide the nations of the world into the way of justice and truth, and establish among them that peace which is the fruit of righteousness, that they may become the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In our weekend of prayer for the church, in the Anglican cycle of prayer today, we pray for the Anglican Church of the Congo. For the Daily Office Network, we pray for this congregation, our East-West Spanish language subscribers, our donors, God bless you all. For Padre Mickey Dresbach, Los Oficios Diarios, we pray for our Facebook group, Josh, our founding vicar who is in skilled nursing care, our vicar Father Tom, our webcasters, our cantors guild, our board of directors and pastor and president Pastor Stephen, and our chaplain Jerry. Now you're invited to offer your own prayers here. What's on your hearts today? What have you come to pray for? Heavenly Father, I preached at the church in the woods today, the little country church that's in Annandale, Minnesota. And there was a lady there in her 90s, I would guess, who had a very moving and emotional experience being there. She hasn't been there for many, many years, and her brother has since passed. And her grief was very public and very easily to see. And she went outside to her brother's grave, and he died last year in April and was buried in the churchyard. Heavenly Father, I would ask that you give her comfort in her grief. Help her through this period of time when human words and human hands don't always hold the answers. Yours do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now the collect for the mission of the church. O God and Father of all, whom the whole heavens adore, let the whole earth also worship you. All nations obey you, all tongues confess and bless you, and men and women everywhere love you and serve you in peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. And the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Our video tonight is the theme from Schindler's List. It is performed by Itzhak Perlman and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, conducted by Gustav Dudamel. And this is back in 2014. Thank you. very moving and emotional piece there. You can almost feel the emotion and the empathy through Itzhak Perlman's playing. That is evening prayer for Sunday the 9th. Thank you for coming to pray. This is the night the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hope to see you tomorrow.